Somewhere south of the Baltic and north of the Mediterranean, and deep in the imagination of Tom Gleisner, lies the landlocked East European nation of Mulvania. If you don't believe me, and you'd be wise not to, just read Mulvania, A Land Untouched by Modern Dentistry. It's the first in an ambitious series of jet lag travel guides. Like any good travel guide, it tells you what to see in the capital, Lutenblog, and other Mulvanian towns and cities, where to eat, what hotels to stay in, useful phrases, local history and customs. Tom Gleisner, this is hands down the most thorough guide to Mulvania that I've ever seen.
Thank you, Robert. I believe it is the first actual guide to this hidden jewel, but hopefully there'll be more as more and more people flood into the beautiful country of Mulvania.
Tell us a bit about this long-overlooked new tourist destination in the middle of Europe.
Well, it is, as you mentioned, a little off the beaten track. It's hard to find. It's sort of north of Romania and a little downwind of Chernobyl. It's probably the best place way of describing the actual country. But it's got, of course, the beautiful Lutenberg Plains in the south, which are being granted UNESCO World Heritage status as a site of significant monotony. And they don't hand that award out very easily. And there, it's so much to see. One of the oldest nuclear reactors in all of the world. Some of the cracks in the Gyorik reactor date back to the early 1950s. So I think that gives you some idea of Mulvania.
Now, you and your colleagues, what you've done here is you have written a spot on send-up of a travel guide to some obscure country.
We had, thank you. It almost began as a practical joke, to be honest. We thought, wouldn't it be great to create a travel guide to a country that simply didn't exist, and then just sort of sneak it onto the shelves in a bookshop somewhere in the travel section, and just really see if we could fool someone into claiming that they visited Mulvania. And we realised in doing that we kind of had to create a country from the ground up, because not only did we have to come up with hotels and restaurants, but really this country needed its own history. Mulvania is, of course, the birthplace of whooping cough. It's language. It's a very, very convoluted language, Mulvanian. They employ the triple negative, we discovered. So, for example, if you want to say, can I drink the water, you'd say, is it not that the water is not undrinkable, not, which it's not, I should remind anyone who's visiting the country. So it kind of, as I say, was a practical joke that got a little out of hand, and we just loved creating it.
You had to create a father of modern Mulvania?
That's right, Slengo Bubu. We're not actually sure how we pronounce any of the names in the book. I'm glad there's actually not a talking book version, because we would struggle. We were just randomly throwing Z's and J's into every word we came along. But he was a pioneering figure back in the 30s. He did so much for the country. He reintroduced the wheel, for example, shortened the alphabet by 37 letters. Really, without him, Mulvania would not be the country it is today.
Well, lest anyone think that you are picking unfairly on Eastern Europe, tell us about other plans for jet lag travel guides. Jet lag travel guides taking you places you don't want to go, I believe is the motto.
I believe it is too. Yes, we do plan to map the world, and we have several upcoming titles such as Viva San Sombrero and Let's Go Bongo Swana.
Also, Getting Around the Tofu Islands is one of my favorite titles you've proposed in your catalog.
That's right. Yes, the Tofu Islands are Southeast Asia's forgotten jewel. Basically, forgotten jewel or hidden jewel, one of those travel guide euphemisms for you don't want to go there, because they tend to be forgotten for a pretty good reason. But this is, I think the Tofu Islands, from memory, are situated in the South Satay Sea, and you get the beautiful twin islands of Malaria and Rumpapapum. So some of the most heavily logged rainforests you'll find over that way. So it really is well worth popping over and perhaps riding one of the mudslides.
Tom Gleisner, who wrote this book along with Santo Chilaro and Rob Sitch, thanks very much for talking with us about Mulvania, a land untouched by modern dentistry.
Thanks, Robert.
And we leave you with the less than symphonic sounds of the Mulvanian national anthem.